This is 5 Minute Friday!
I had the chance to sit down with an incredible man. His name is Mark Sisson. He's the best-selling author of The Primal Blueprint and one of the leading voices in the evolutionary health movement. He's a former elite endurance athlete with a 2-hour 18-minute marathon, and a 4th-place Hawaii Ironman finish.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Yeah, so LGN is Look Good Naked. You know, it's just a little mnemonic device we've used for the last 10 years. I think people have used it before, but we sort of made it a meme for a while. And it's just this idea that one of the things that we are seeking is we want to look good naked. We want to, and I think that happens for a lot of people. That's a subset of their greater goal, or it's a side effect of the original intent. The original intention for a lot of people go to Primal Blueprint and to Mark's Daily Apple, my blog, is they're frustrated, they're sick, they can't get off the meds, they've had health issues, and they've not been able to resolve them through the traditional medical channels. So a lot of people come to me having had that experience in the medical community, not a good one. So the first thing that they recognize is, you know, their blood sugar normalizes, or their polycystic ovarian syndrome goes away, or their irritable bowel syndrome goes away, or their GERD, or whatever it is that they're dealing with goes away. And that's wonderful. And then they go, oh, by the way, I'm losing some weight too. That's awesome as well, and I'm starting to look good naked.
Right.
So it becomes nice. A nice side effect.
Yeah. Gotcha. So what's a typical eating day look like for you? Like, what are you putting in your system?
Yeah, so
what time do you put
in? So I wake up in the morning, and I have a cup of coffee around 6:30 in the morning.
Wow.
I like coffee. I'm a big fan of coffee. I don't eat until 12:30 or 1.
Okay.
So I use what we call a compressed eating window. Now, I will wake up, and I have plenty of energy because I'm so good at burning fat. I've trained my body to do that. That
so
I don't
have the energy. You don't.
I have the energy. I'm not in a slump waking up from having not eaten for the 12 hours that I was sleeping. Doesn't matter. I'm so good at accessing the stored body fat. I got plenty of energy. In fact, I'll go to the gym at 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and I'll do my workout fasted. Sometimes it'll be a heavy leg day. Sometimes it'll be intervals of some kind. Again, I don't.
And you feel fine.
Feel fine.
Right.
And then when I get home, I won't eat. If I get home at like 11, I still won't eat for an hour and a half. Partly because I'm not hungry, partly because I got stuff to do,
Exactly.
But I'm not compelled to go, oh my God, I just finished my workout. I must eat a post-workout shake or something.
Yeah, there's so many people that say that, you know, have a protein shake within the first 30 minutes of waking up to start your metabolism, drink a shake right after a workout. Why do they say that, and why do you think you don't need to?
I think you don't need to, because if you become good at burning fat, a couple things happen. First of all, you have the energy to get through the day. Second of all, if you're good at burning fat and you're not hungry, I say if you're not hungry, why are you eating? If you're not hungry, don't eat, because that's kind of key. When you become good at burning fat, you don't enter that cannibalistic zone that the bodybuilders enter when they're dependent on carbs a lot, which is you start to tear up your muscle tissue. Because when you're a sugar burner and you run out of sugar, and or you're depending on carbohydrate. By the way, I use glycogen, glucose, carbohydrate, and sugar sort of interchangeably.
Okay.
But when you're a sugar burner and you haven't eaten for a while, you've depleted the glycogen in your liver and your muscles, because your body's expecting you to have sugar all this time, and that's where you store it, but you don't store very much of it. So when you run out of it, the brain...
You need to fill it up.
The brain goes, hey, something's off here. We got to eat. And if we don't eat, then here's what we're going to do. We're going to signal the adrenals to create cortisol, which is going to go tear down muscle tissue so that the amino acids can be sent to the liver to be converted into glucose so I can fuel the brain. So it's like you're tearing down the muscle you just spent all the time trying to build because of your dependence on glucose. All that goes away when you become a fat burner. When you become good at burning fat, now when you don't eat, your body knows how to access the stored body fat, so your energy levels don't dip, your blood sugar doesn't dip. And so you don't cut into muscle tissue.
Gotcha. So you can train really hard to try to build muscle, and you're still saying you don't need this like post-recovery shake right afterwards if you learn how to eat the right way.
Exactly, exactly. Now, if you're the old paradigm and you are the carbohydrate-dependent athlete, then, yeah, you probably do want to eat a post-workout meal because you probably will cannibalize some of the muscle tissue because you're working on an entirely different operating system.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style, and you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.